Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. You probably know someone who has Alzheimer's because one out of every three elderly Americans die from it.
While heart disease deaths fell more than 10% the last 15 years, deaths from Alzheimer's jumped over 100%.
If we could diagnose Alzheimer's and dementia earlier, we could not only slow or stop their symptoms, but save nearly $300 billion a year in medical costs, a huge help for burdened families.
A recent study is getting us closer to a blood test to diagnose the disease early. It measures levels of a protein that show up in the blood when nerve cells in the brain are damaged or die.
This protein is called neurofilament light chain, or NFL. And what's amazing is that measuring changes of this protein in the blood over time can predict future dementia onset up to 16 years before symptoms appear.
In order to measure NFL, researchers in the study chose to study people who carry a gene for early onset Alzheimer's and compare them to relatives who don't carry the trait.
They took spinal fluid and blood samples from both groups over many years and measured their NFL levels every 1 to 3 years. The NFL was significantly higher at about 7 years before symptoms appeared, but researchers could detect elevated levels nearly 17 years prior.
The test is far from ready for commercial use since the study only focused on people with genetically acquired Alzheimer's. Researchers will need to see if it works on those who develop Alzheimer's sporadically.
If it does work, imagine a yearly physical where a blood test could warn you of dementia decades down the road and what you can do now to change its course. That's powerful.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.